This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Evacuees continue to come across from Gaza into Egypt through the Rafah Gate.
It's true that there is no food. It's true that there is no water. And actually, I haven't taken shower in 5 days. And now that we are going to the hotel, it's the first time I'll be taking shower with clean water.
In Brussels, EU foreign ministers are meeting about the situation in the Strip. Spanish Foreign Minister José Álvarez Bueno.
I will call for the humanitarian ceasefire. I will call for the peace conference, and I will call for the two-state solution and the recognition of the state of Palestine.
The United Nations says Gaza hospitals have essentially all stopped working.
The health system in Gaza is collapsing.
That is Tamara Al-Rifai with the United Nations. The world is trying to end the production of plastic. Reuters correspondent David Doyle takes us to a conference in Nairobi where they're trying to come up with a deal to do just that.
Negotiators working on the world's first treaty to curb plastic pollution need to hurry up and strike a deal. That was the message from Kenya's President William Ruto at the start of a third round of talks in Nairobi on Monday.
I reiterate my confidence in your ability to get this done.
The world produces about 400 million metric tons of plastic waste a year, according to the UN Environment Programme. Less than 10% of it is recycled. At least 14 million metric tons ends up in the ocean every year.
That is Reuters correspondent David Doyle. They hope to have this concluded by the end of 2024. Gabon's junta said on Monday it aims to hold elections in August 2025. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden heads off to San Francisco on Monday for the APEC summit. As we hear from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, it's to a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping and a rough couple of years in the U.S.-Chinese relationship.
Now, relations appear to be stabilizing. Xi has received multiple U.S. delegations where he has spoken more optimistically about the relationship.
I have said many times, including to several presidents, that we have 1,000 reasons to improve China-U.S. relations, but not one reason to ruin them.
Domestic pressure explains some of Xi's softer diplomacy. China's post-COVID economic growth has been much slower than expected. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Seven Romanian pilots became the first trainees at a NATO-backed regional F-16 training hub, which opened on Monday and will also be available to all of its allies and partners, including Ukraine. They're getting F-16s and their pilots need to be trained. When will that happen?
Not set yet, but around, I would say, in the beginning of next year.
Dutch Colonel Oliver Bach, the European F-16 training center jets are provided by the Netherlands with training support from Lockheed Martin and its contractors. Former UK Prime Minister David Cameron arrived back at Downing Street on Monday to take up a surprise new role as foreign minister. Reuters correspondent Mia Womersley reports he also gets the new title of Baron.
Current leader Rishi Sunak shuffled his cabinet and handed a life peerage to Cameron, who stepped away from politics in 2016 after the Brexit vote to pull Britain out of the European Union.
Are you getting sacked for telling the truth, Home Secretary?
The PM's long-planned reset was finally triggered by the firing of Interior Minister Suella Braverman over her criticism of police, an act which threatened Sunak's own authority. The ruling but divided Conservative parties badly lagging the opposition Labour Party ahead of a general election expected next year.
Reuters correspondent Mia Womersley, who says the return of Cameron suggests Sunak might be bringing in more centrists, experienced hands, rather than appeasing the right of his party, which had supported Braverman. Nigeria's ruling party consolidated its power with two wins in weekend state governorship elections. Both were marred by violence and vote rigging claims. State elections are fiercely contested in Nigeria. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.